Congressman Neal joined Pittsfield Fire Chief Robert Chawinski and other state and local officials to announce a $132,300 federal award to help the city purchase and upgrade all of its air packs for its fire team. The respirators are an essential tool to allow firefighters to enter harmful environments when on the scene. The Assistance to Firefighters Grant is a program of the Department of Homeland Security's Federal Emergency Management Agency. Congressman Neal said that the award comes at a time when cities and towns across his territory, Massachusetts' 1st District, and the nation have been forced to make difficult cuts to their public safety budgets.
During the beginning of the recession, this five-year ensuing period, 600,000 local government workers have lost their jobs. The Department of Homeland Security and its establishment was for the purpose of not only responding to international threats, but just as importantly, preparing our first responders for local threats.
Neal said that in his district, particularly supplying local fire departments with adequate funding to upgrade their safety equipment is a priority due to the large amount of aging properties.
I think it's pronounced in New England because of the number of old buildings. And a firefighter who goes into those old buildings, there's great risk. And that's why the air pack becomes very important.
The Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program was started in 2001 to help fire departments across the country bring their protective equipment, gear, training, and vehicles into working order. Pittsfield Fire Chief Robert Chawinski also said that since 9/11, terrorism remains a challenge departments must be prepared for. In addition to protecting firefighters from smoke, the new respirators the city will purchase will also protect against chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and other environmental hazards. Chawinski also said that in order to use the grant, the city will pay for a portion of the cost needed to replace the respirators.
The $132,300 that the federal government's given us has to be supplemented by $14,700 by the city, which is going to bring us up to $147,000. Well, for the city's small portion, we might have been able to buy three new air packs this year. But now we're bringing everybody up to speed with the newest and best air packs.
Chawinski also said that the new respirators will help the department keep up with ever-changing standards on protective equipment.
The 2013 standard now requires a greater flame resistance to the mask. The pass alarm, the personal safety system, is going to be a common sound between all the manufacturers. Just little things like that that make it so much better for us. But most importantly is it provides the highest level of respiratory protection to anybody that's in an immediately dangerous to life and health atmosphere.
Standing in the garage of the Pittsfield Fire Department, Deputy Fire Chief Mark Cancilla, one of the writers of the proposal for the FEMA grant, said that state and federal dollars have also supported the department in other ways, and that grant money remains necessary for equipment to remain in operation.
This ladder truck here, this is from a grant. Engine 1 out in West Pittsfield, that's from a grant. Our hose is from a grant. Our turnout gear is from a grant. We have thermal imagers from a grant. Wildland gear, six-wheeler, so all sorts of equipment that we've applied.
Cancilla said that Pittsfield received the funding in a competition that included 20,000 other proposals from across the country. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.